Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you on this Wednesday afternoon. And boy, the humidity is thick out there today. We'll call this a bad hair day. Is that okay?
There's a reason I'm wearing a hat.
Roll that out there. Very humid. Weather's going to be changing here in the next couple of hours. We're going to have a guest on in, I guess, in about 8 minutes or so, around 4:20. Jason Beeman with the National Weather Service in Mobile joins us, talking about Tuesday's EF1 95-mile-per-hour tornado that touched down over on Copter Road. But we're also going to set it up to let you know and what to expect today and into the next couple of days as our weather will be changing. Jason Beeman, National Weather Service, in today, 4:20 on News Radio 92.3.
And one of our top stories here nationally, President Trump saying he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin and they will immediately start negotiations related to ending the Russia-Ukraine war. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said the call was highly productive and they also discussed the Middle East and AI, among other things. The president said Putin agreed with him that the violence in the war needs to stop, and he said the two will work closely together on negotiations, including visiting each other's nations at some point.
Okay, maybe buying or selling a home. Here's your mortgage rates. They do remain above that 7% level today. On Mortgage News Daily, just releasing these numbers for you. The 30-year fixed mortgage now standing 7.05%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 6.44%. Stocks any mixed today after reports showing inflation is not getting any better. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages finishing mixed with the Nasdaq managing to eke out a gain as a hotter-than-anticipated inflation report added to worries that the Fed would not cut interest rates anytime soon. The consumer price index increasing 0.5% in January, while it rose 3% on an annual basis, which is the highest level since June of 2024. So-called core prices, which exclude the more volatile gas and food categories, were also hotter than expected. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower. The Dow winners, Apple, Salesforce, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, McDonald's, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 225 points. The Nasdaq higher by 6. S&P 500 down 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And earlier this afternoon, we got an update from Pensacola Morning News' own Andrew McKay regarding the hectic, or sometimes hectic at least, parking situation on University Parkway at UWF. Here's Andrew.
Anyone familiar with the parking problems on University for the students of the apartments close to 9 Mile will see a sudden change on University because there's no cars parked there on the west side of the street anymore, and there have been about a half dozen no parking signs put up. I talked with Wes Marino, the county administrator in Escambia County. He says, based on concerns of public safety and the number of calls they were getting from people about that, that they put those signs up prohibiting the residents, students from parking there. Of course, the problem is there's too many cars for the apartments and they don't have anywhere to park now. Looks like they might be parking across 9 Mile in the Target parking lot down towards like the Panda Express kind of area. Not a great solution for anybody, but maybe better than having 50 or 60 cars parked on the side of the road every night where it's unlit, but they still have to walk that way. Andrew McKay reporting from 9 Mile University for News Radio 92.3.
Okay, Pensacola Morning News, tomorrow morning, Andrew's going to be all over this one. I'm sure they're going to be thinking this thing through and seeing where it is going and who's responsible for these actions. So, right. Andrew, tomorrow morning, Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
And right now, 4:15, just in time for traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and maybe a little bit where Michigan Avenue meets Mobile Highway. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees. Tonight's low going to be 60, and going to be a pretty high chance of rain throughout this evening. It'll bleed into your early Thursday, but Thursday hopefully shouldn't be too wet for the most part. High of 70, low of 46.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe making an investment into your future, Powerball tonight, $154 million, $71.4 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. They make that drawing at 10 p.m. tonight. And the Super Bowl, by the way, had more than one winner. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Lillian Wu has the explanation for us.
Fox Corporation scoring record sales from Super Bowl 2025. More than $800 million in gross revenue from ads across all platforms. On TV, on its Fox networks, including Fox Deportes and Telemundo. And on digital, such as free streaming service Tubi and NFL digital properties. National ads for the most watched NFL championship game to date commanded upwards of $8 million apiece. Fox, which says that was record pricing for the sold-out telecast, estimates its average audience also hit an all-time high mark for the game, 127.7 million viewers. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, 15% commission for the sales rep and into $800 million. What do you got there?
I'm not a mathematician.
I would say those sales reps are making a lot of bucks.
Yeah, now I can tell you that much.
That's the business to be in, let me tell you.
4:17 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a House Republican trying to get people to sign a petition to deport Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Yes, that's real. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep. 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. He'll be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
They always say when bad weather approaches, you play smoother music. And there you go. News Radio 92.3, yeah. Pensacola Right Now. Not that we're having bad weather, but we're going to talk about that. And there's nothing like Michael Jackson to kind of lead it in this afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Was not your typical Tuesday afternoon in Ferry Pass as tornadic activity. We now know it's an EF1, 95 miles per hour, moving through the Ellison Industrial Complex on Copter Road. Joining me this afternoon, Jason Beeman from the National Weather Service in Mobile. Tell me something about this system.
Well, it was a EF1 tornado. We went out there and surveyed the tornado this morning, determined based on the damage there that it was we rated an EF1 tornado with winds estimated around 95 miles per hour. Was on the ground for about a half mile total. Obviously, the core of the damage right there in that industrial park. And a very narrow tornado, maybe 30 yards at its very widest. So a very brief, small but intense tornado that obviously produced some significant damage in that industrial park area.
I know we were on the air yesterday afternoon when it happened, and we were getting a lot of communication, text calls, things like that from people that saw the front come through. They said it was a tornado. Why did it take so long for the NWS to confirm that?
Well, obviously, we had video. We had the video that was supplied by many people, so it was very clear cut early on that it was a tornado. What we have to do after the fact is go out and actually survey the damage to determine the exact path, the exact intensity. If we didn't have a video, as in this case, we have to look at the damage pattern to see if it was a tornado or straight line winds. Obviously, the video helped us to answer that first question really easily. But then we still had to go out and do the survey to confirm the details of intensity and the overall track of a tornado.
Is this considered a bad one?
I consider any tornado that causes damage to be bad, and any tornado certainly can. You know, it's on the scale. You know, we start at EF0, we go all the way up to EF5. So obviously not the most intense tornado, but obviously for where it hit and where it impacted, obviously we had three minor injuries, and we're thankful from the reports that we hear everybody's going to be okay and be able to recover from it. So that's obviously a serious event that impacted those people yesterday.
Okay, here we are 24 hours later. It's Wednesday afternoon. What are we looking for in terms of weather moving through the Pensacola area?
Yes, so we have a slight risk of severe weather for the Pensacola area, Scambia County, Florida. That's really going to be later tonight. We think we're watching a lot of storms organizing back over southeast Mississippi, a little bit of an inland southwest Alabama now. That will all gradually organize into a line and move towards the Pensacola area later tonight. It might take closer to, you know, the midnight 4 a.m. time frame to really start impacting the Pensacola area. We'll have to watch for an isolated cell to develop ahead of that during the evening hours. We really think, you know, especially from midnight to 4 a.m. is probably the best time window to see potential severe weather in the Pensacola area. Again, straight line winds and a possible, you know, tornado is possible with this line as it moves through. So especially with everybody going to bed tonight, just make sure you have a way to receive warning information overnight should a warning be issued for your area.
Great advice. Jason Beeman with the National Weather Service in Mobile. Hey, listen, thank you guys for watching out for us.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.
Alrighty, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, the home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years.
And they're good. They're good.
Yes, absolutely. Open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. Again, that is Jerry's Drive-In. Looking at the roads here, we didn't have too much really standing out to us on the roads. Our worst-looking spots are going to be on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and then continuing westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Last major spots, probably Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, hopefully won't be as dampening of a day. High of 70, low of 46.
Interesting thing happening up in Century. Always something interesting happening up in Century.
It sounds like it.
Former Century Mayor Ben Boutwell. You'll remember this name. I'm going to kind of tweak your memory here a second. He has qualified for an upcoming special election to fill the mayor's seat. If you remember, Boutwell defeated incumbent Henry Hawkins way back in 2020 before he did resign that position in August 2023. Just got up and left, went home, sat in his easy chair, watched television. After that session, three candidates have qualified for the open town council seat. John Bass, Catherine Fleming, Elizabeth, they call her Sparky Harrison, the special primary election for the town of Century. Going to be held on Tuesday, March 18th, and the special general election will be held on April 29th.
Alrighty, I mentioned this before the break. A House Republican trying to get people to sign a petition to deport Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Omar is a Minnesota Democrat. She became a U.S. citizen in 2000 after fleeing Somalia's civil war. Texas Republican Brandon Gill is circulating the petition, claiming that Omar is biased towards illegal immigrants. Several Democrats have criticized Gill and the Republican Party, which I think is fair. If she's a legal citizen, why would you try to deport her? What? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay. I do not like talking about military crashes simply because of our military background here. It's the backbone of our community. Got to tell you, two pilots have been rescued after a military crash in Southern California. Kristen Goodwin, all over this one.
The Coast Guard confirming a U.S. Navy jet crashed off the coast of San Diego, noting the two pilots on board the Boeing EA-18G Growler were rescued from the San Diego Bay by a fishing vessel and taken to University of California San Diego Medical Center, adding both are in stable condition. The Coast Guard says it has two vessels safeguarding the wreckage in the harbor. Officials have yet to share details on the incident. This, the latest aviation mishap in the U.S., and comes as the Federal Aviation Administration faces scrutiny after three deadly crashes over the last few weeks, one of which included an Army Black Hawk helicopter colliding with an American Airlines jet in Washington, D.C. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the flu season is the most intense it's been in 15 years. That's according to Dr. Cheryl Holder, president of the Florida State Medical Association. She says that there are several reasons why starting with the vaccine. The vaccine apparently is part of the uptick, or maybe perhaps the rejection of it. But also, since the pandemic is over, people are out and about without masks, obviously. CDC says that there has been at least 24 million flu illnesses and 13,000 deaths. COVID-19, meanwhile, is on the decline. So that's some good news.
Wow, it really is. Shaking up La La just a bit here today. Disney making changes to its DEI initiatives. Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Disney is revising content warnings on classic films like Peter Pan and Dumbo, scaling back language about racial stereotypes amid a shift in its DEI strategy following Trump's return to office. The updated disclaimer now reads, "This program is presented as originally created and may contain stereotypes or negative depictions," replacing the 2020 warning that stated, "Such depictions were wrong then and wrong now." Disney first added warnings in 2019, then expanded them in 2020 to promote inclusivity. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Isn't that what a lot of people were already asking for? Just air the original with caution? And just say, hey, listen, there's some offensive stuff in here.
Yeah, but that made too much sense.
Well, I guess that's one way to put it. All righty, just about 4:30 on the nose here. A new report concluding that 90% of Jewish Americans feel anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. The American Jewish Committee released its State of Anti-Semitism in America 2024 report today. 56% of American Jews polled told the group that they had changed their behavior out of fear of anti-Semitism.
Okay, fraudulent Florida websites that targeted SunPass users with fake toll notices and phishing schemes. Hey, here's the good news for you. It's coming out. They've all been shut down now.
Wow.
Very good. More sports coming up in 7 minutes on 92.3.
Fox News.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Trump speaking with Russian leader Vladimir Putin today, along with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, as the war in Ukraine nears the three-year mark.
And I think we're on the way to getting peace. I think President Putin wants peace, and President Zelensky wants peace, and I want peace. I just want to see people stop getting killed.
And the president speaking to reporters from the Oval Office. Chicago facing its biggest snowstorm of the season as a deadly winter system chills millions in the Midwest. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in the Windy City.
Many schools are closed. Chicago Department of Transportation is out clearing roads and dropping salt.
Now, the heavy snowfall causing delays, cancellations at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports. Cities from Milwaukee to Detroit to Kansas City are also being hard hit. America is listening to Fox News.
In with your money now. Restaurant Brands International are reporting same-store sales growth of 2.5%. The good news, according to experts, is fueled by a better-than-expected domestic performance from Burger King and Popeyes locations. Revenue came in at $2.3 billion, just ahead of estimates from LSEG. On Wall Street, the latest consumer price index had an effect as stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow falling 225, the S&P 500 off the pace by 16, and the NASDAQ added 6 points. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway purchased more shares of Occidental Petroleum after the oil and gas producer dropped more than 30% off of its record high. The conglomerate scooped up more than 763,000 shares of the energy company Friday. U.S. crude oil futures for March above 71 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Howie Roseman was deservedly slammed for drafting Jalen Reagor and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside when he could have drafted Justin Jefferson and DK Metcalf. And the best executive in football more than made up for it by trading for A.J. Brown and drafting since 2020 Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Milton Williams, Nakobe Dean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean, and delivering Philadelphia's second Lombardi trophy. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Pensacon Weekend, the Gulf Coast premier pop culture convention. Meet dozens of celebs, authors, attend panels, enjoy the live music and performances, and so much more. For ticket info, please see Pensacon.com. Saturday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Bond and Beyond performance. Tickets are available at PensacolaSymphony.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Authorities are responding to a storm damage incident in Escambia County. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene.
At any time.
We do know that debris was lost into the air. There are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there.
At any time.
The National Weather Service in Mobile confirmed this morning a tornado did hit the area.
When you need to know. Marconi Award winner, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
I love that song. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Yeah, go ahead. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
That song gets you pumped up.
That's such a great song. Bottom line, good job on that one. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, just knocking it out of the ballpark this afternoon. Ride a horse.
Yeah, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
I like that one. Hey, let's go ahead and jump in head first into the sports this afternoon. 4:37, by the way. Thanks a lot for having us on in your ride home. Another brutal road week for the good guys as Pensacola travels to Birmingham. They got a weekend series up there. The Ice Flyers do return home against Evansville. Three-game series here beginning Friday, February 21st. Puck drops. Let me kind of define this for you. Friday, Saturday games, 7:05. The Sunday matinee game at 4:05. There you go.
All righty. And also want to give you another very quick check of the roads and weather just while it's on my mind here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, it's just a lot of minor stretches of congestion. We do have some backups still on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we do have some developing on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. So be on the lookout for that as well. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, got a high surf advisory bleeding throughout this evening into your Thursday. 75 degrees right now, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, hopefully a drier Thursday, high of 70, low of 46.
Okay, Governor DeSantis opened the Miami International Boat Show today and says Florida boating remains a $30 billion business for the state, with emphasis put on the FWC.
By eliminating unwarranted vessel inspections without probable cause, we believe FWC officers can better allocate resources and time to cases where there's a clear need for intervention, protecting our wildlife, and ultimately doing the work that they originally signed up to do.
Okay, creating a new Florida Freedom Boater decal would let law enforcement know your vessel meets inspection and boater safety requirements. Governor is also calling for a marine fuel tax holiday between Memorial Day weekend and July 4th. Prosecutors in Ohio have indicted three suspects allegedly involving the break-in of Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow's home. Hamilton County Prosecutor Connie Pillich gives background on who the suspects are and where they came from.
All three of these men are believed to be citizens of Chile who came here legally under a visa-free program that the United States offers to a handful of countries. They appear to be involved in multiple thefts and burglaries in many jurisdictions.
I'm sure that's going to become a bigger topic of discussion in legislature.
You got to get politics in there somehow.
Yeah, 100%. Also, we got some college basketball action. A lot of ranked teams playing tonight. The biggest game has to be getting underway in just about 20 minutes on FS1. Number 9, St. John's traveling to Villanova. St. John's, under Rick Pitino, I do just want to take a minute to say, has been phenomenal. He's known for turning places around. He had success at Louisville, made Iona more relevant. Now he's with St. John's and is looking phenomenal. And this is his time to strike. The Big East has kind of taken a hit. You know, UConn was a big deal for the last couple years, and they've taken a step back. Creighton is a regular season team. Look out for that team once they make the bracket. St. John's is going to be phenomenal. But I digress. 6 o'clock on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, we do have Florida State playing Wake Forest. FSU's kind of been down on their luck. Wake Forest is decent, not great. Take it from me. But Florida State basketball will be getting underway on ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 13:30 a.m., 6 p.m. tonight without pregame.
Okay, NHL games are on a pause as the 2025 Four Nations Face-Off takes center stage. Joe Morgan has the details.
NHL players from the U.S., Canada, Finland, and Sweden will play a round-robin format starting tonight and culminating in the championship game Thursday, February 20th at the TD Garden in Boston. The two countries with the best tournament record will play in a one-game final with a regulation time win earning 3 points, an overtime or shootout win worth 2 points, and a loss in overtime or a shootout getting a team 1 point. When speaking with reporters Tuesday after practice, Vegas Golden Knights forward Jack Eichel discussed playing for USA Hockey.
It means a lot to be able to do this. It's an honor, and just want to do my best to represent our country.
That was courtesy of the Golden Knights. Team USA first faces Finland on Thursday in Montreal at 8 p.m. Eastern. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. I also wanted to touch on this. Chris, I was telling you this during the break. This was a very random thing that started making the rounds on social media.
This is crazy.
Former MLB stars Patrick Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker will face off in the boxing ring. Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy announced today that the two have signed contracts to headline his upcoming Rough and Rowdy event. The fight will take place April 18th in Wheeling, West Virginia. The announcement from Portnoy comes after Mahomes and Rocker were seen in a confrontation on New Orleans Bourbon Street during Super Bowl week. Now, I'm just going to tell you right now, Chris.
Okay.
And I'm sure you'll agree.
No, I'm with you.
This sounds like their altercation that went viral was a publicity thing.
Oh, no, you think?
Yeah, like absolutely.
Okay, I want to see a show of hands out there. Hold up your hand now if you know who John Rocker is.
I do.
No, I put your hand down.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm talking about the normal person that, that doesn't eat and breathe sports. John Rocker used to play for Atlanta, mm-hmm. pitcher for Atlanta, the Braves.
He was mean.
And he was a good pitcher. And he was mean. There you go. He says some value-added lagniappe there for you. You and I have discussed these NIL deals and how it affects the college athletes. Trump administration now taking another look and reevaluating whether these deals are legal or not.
Ooh.
Jarrett Max has more.
Name, image, likeness deals are given to college athletes based on athletes' abilities to generate interest and income for the schools they compete for. NIL deals, as former President Joe Biden wanted, are not in line with the new administration. Biden had said NIL payments must be made proportionately available to male and female athletes. Wednesday, the Department of Education rescinded this. The agency stated the NIL guidance rammed through by the Biden administration in its final days is overly burdensome, profoundly unfair, and it goes well beyond what agency guidance is intended to achieve. Acting Secretary for Civil Rights Craig Treanor said, Title IX says nothing about how revenue-generating athletics programs should allocate compensation among student athletes. A House settlement is expected to be approved this spring. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the first hearing of the House's DOGE subcommittee was today. The Delivering on Government Efficiency subcommittee is the congressional counterpart to Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The naming seems kind of petty there. The hearing comes after President Trump signed an executive order yesterday giving the Musk-led DOGE more power to reshape the federal government. The theme of today's hearing was, quote, the war on waste, stamping out the scourge of improper payments and fraud.
Okay, 444, News Radio 92.3. Thinking about maybe taking that trip up to Chicago in the next couple of days?
No.
If you do, I would strongly suggest you taking along a couple of extra coats with you. It is going to be brutal in the Windy City. Cold and wet weather from many areas across the country. Janice Dean has a look.
Rain and freezing rain are persisting over sections of the Southern Plains to the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, and Mid-Atlantic. Bitter cold air with dangerous wind chills continue for the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest. Strong to severe thunderstorms developing over the south with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes today. And the west is getting soaked with coastal rain and mountain snow, including Southern California. This energy will travel across the country through the weekend. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Okay, 5:20 this afternoon. We're going to welcome back Jason Beeman from the National Weather Service over at Mobile. He'll join us, and we're going to talk about that EF1 tornado that hit Tuesday afternoon over on Copter Road in the Ellison Industrial Complex. And also, and this is why I'm stressed, be around with us, 5:20. He's going to give us an update. Got some pretty severe weather moving through the Pensacola area. Going to happen during the overnight hours.
Alrighty, 4:45 here. Speaking of weather, we'll get another quick check of your traffic and weather together. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see, looking at the roads and weather here. We do have some backups on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. Those were already starting to develop, but they have seemingly worsened quite considerably, so we'll keep an eye on that. Outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual spots. Probably the worst looking place right now is if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 60 this evening. Tomorrow, hopefully a drier Thursday, high of 70, low of 46.
Yeah, and hopefully a better hair day tomorrow. It's
that too.
That humidity out there is really rough today. Third annual Pensacola Potty Graw Parade rolls Sunday along Garden Street. We're going to be in the parade over in Milton this weekend.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, on Saturday. I'm excited about that.
Really?
Hey, I like the folks over in Milton. Nice folks. They don't throw things at you. I like
That's nice.
Dodge the thing. Because a lot of people, you know, if you throw the throws to people, unfortunately, the throws to people, they will throw them back at you sometimes. Mm. You have to dodge the moving rockets. Thousands of dog-loving people going to celebrate along with your and our furry friends. The 2024 Potty Graw generated over $50,000 to the local economy. Over 4,000 attendees, 500 dogs in that parade. And they're going to kick it off Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4, right down there in front of Plain Brewing on Garden Street.
All righty.
And it's fun. It's fun.
Oh, I know.
Especially with all those crazy dogs.
And I'm glad you mentioned dogs, because I know you're a dog lover. Who isn't, for starters?
If
you
are, I know a couple of people.
If you are, stay out of my neighborhood.
I hear you.
Italian researchers say you should pet your dog before you leave home. Researchers at the University of Pisa found that if you pet your dog one last time before you head out the door, it'll reduce anxiety for your furry family member and for you as well. They say it takes just 5 minutes of petting to lower cortisol, the stress hormone, and boost oxytocin, the feel-good hormone. In their view, that's a win-win for a dog and his owner.
See, there you go. You medical segment featuring the dogs today.
Yeah, perfect segue.
It really is. 4:48 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on. If you use a portion of Range Road 213, this is over on the Eglin Test and Training Range, don't. Don't even think about going down that. What they've done, the roadway, also known as Ranger Camp Road, is now for official use only. And it is closed to all recreational and public through traffic. This is going to tick off a few people because it's a nice short road. The purpose of this change is to ensure range testing and training remain protected from national security threats and provide a higher level of safety for anybody who travels in areas where the military mission occurs. In other words, it's a safety move. So go ahead and embrace it. It's good.
Right.
I know you might be inconvenienced a little bit, but if you do have to use Road 213 on the Eglin Range, don't. Just write it off.
All righty. And at around this time every hour, we'd like to once again remind you of your stock numbers. Wall Street closing lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 225 points to 44,368. The S&P 500 fell 16 points to 60,052. And the NASDAQ rose 6 points to 19,650.
All right. U.S. Immigration and Custom Enforcement expanding. Yeah, kind of beefing up this program that trains officers to interrogate immigrants and detain them for potential deportation. Governor DeSantis says FHP struck an agreement with ICE to detain immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally and deliver them to federal authorities and then off to the friendly skies, to wherever they came from.
Right.
See ya.
Well, hey, Chris, if I were to tell you, or if I were to use the term, rather, first world problems, what would you think I'm talking about? Like, what do you think that means when I say it?
Chicago, Illinois.
Well, okay. There can be some problems in a first world city like Chicago, yes. Yeah. You're on the right track. First world problems typically applies, if you are not aware, to basically something that's like, oh, I got this gaming PC for Christmas, but I really wanted this gaming PC. It's like, okay, you're whining about things that is like not significant in a real world view, right? You are privileged to where you don't really have to worry about something that's truly pressing. Mm. Well, Enter Cardi B. She is coming at President Trump for ruining her designer shoes at the Super Bowl. Yes, they'll literally blame the guy for everything. She said in a live stream on her Instagram this week that her uncle, who was deported, should return to the U.S. to make up for her shoes. The rapper said the Secret Service made it hard for others to get around at the Super Bowl, and it appears that she had to get around the venue on foot. As a result, she showed the camera a stiletto heel with a damaged red sole.
Okay.
Bless her heart.
Who is this?
Cardi B. She's a singer, rapper.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
And she's
worth millions.
And she... Okay. Okay, but she busted the heel on her shoe.
Yeah.
Do you know how many women step on grates walking down sidewalks and they crack their heels?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't ask anybody for it. And I'm sure they'd like to.
And I'm sure it was in jest as well.
You think so?
But I hope so. I hope so. I think.
And
that's
who is this again?
I hope.
Is she famous?
Was in jest.
I mean,
yes.
Okay.
Very
okay.
Much so.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm not a huge fan of her music, but I am well aware of who she is.
Give me one song. One song she sang.
She was featured on Finesse with Bruno Mars.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's a good song. I think we've had that as a bumper song before.
I think we should check with our disc jockey to get that in there to maybe play it for the folks.
Yeah, I'll see if I can. I'll see if I can squeeze it in there.
Round that thing up.
Yeah, as long as there's no swearing in it. 4:51 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we have a tour that is now being collaborated between country music artists of old and new. Who those individuals are, you have to find out shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. It's almost scary. You get what you asked for.
You did. You said, maybe we can cue that up. And I said, you got it.
Pretty fast with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me the skimmy. That is Bruno Mars and...
Cardi B. Yeah, Cardi B was who you heard first, obviously.
4:54, News Radio 92.3. I really do feel for these two people. Who in the heck am I talking about? Sonny and Butch, and you know who I'm talking about now. NASA's two stuck astronauts. Well, here is the positive information to pass on to you this afternoon. they may end up back on Earth sooner than planned. Tom Bergatti has more.
They can only hope. NASA announcing that SpaceX will switch capsules for upcoming astronaut flights in order to bring Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams home in mid-March instead of April. Their prolonged stay at the International Space Station hit the 8-month mark last week. The test pilot should have returned in June on Boeing's Starliner capsule after what should have been only a week-long flight demo. But there were major issues with that spacecraft. Tom Bergatti, Fox News.
I wonder if those astronauts get paid flight pay for being up there for 8 months.
Continue. They should.
You can do the math on that one. 24 hours a day, 8 months.
It would be a hefty tab.
They're
going to
be rich when they get back home.
Yeah, they deserve it.
They sure do.
4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Not too much congestion we're dealing with on the roads. Thank you so much for being safe out there. Not only does that mean that you're not harmed, but it also means that my job is easier. We've got some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. Also got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Those two areas are really about as bad as it gets right now. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 60 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be high of 70, low of 46.
It appears the Trump administration is doing some direct targeting of the NC2A. They are now calling on the NC2A to strip titles and records from transgender athletes. Alexandra Hoff has the report.
Vacating a title is something that the NCAA does have experience with, but historically that has been prompted by players or teams violating policies already in place at the time of their win. And it was only last week that the NCAA changed their policy to align with President Trump's executive action, mandating that only females can compete in women's sports. Now, the Department of Education is now urging the association to go a step further, quote, to continue the progress made in recent days and strip the records, titles, awards, and recognitions wrongfully credited to the biological male who unfairly competed against girls and women in athletics. According to a United Nations report, globally, female athletes have lost nearly 900 medals to transgender competitors.
My goodness. All right, mentioned this before the break. George Strait once again hitting the road with Chris Stapleton this summer. That's quite a duo.
I like George Strait.
The country music legend announced he'll play 5 stadium shows with Stapleton. It kicks off May 10th in Philadelphia. The pair will also visit Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Foxborough, Massachusetts before wrapping up on July 19th in Inglewood, California. Tickets go on sale February 21st.
Okay, sad story to pass along. On Tuesday, two unidentified people were found dead inside a home. This was in the 100 block of High Point Drive in Gulf Breeze. Capri's PPD saying they responded to a welfare check where they discovered the two individuals deceased. The deaths are currently suspected to be murder-suicide. The identities of the deceased are still being withheld pending notification next of kin. The investigation is ongoing. If I said to you Slowhand, would you know who I was talking about?
No.
Okay, Eric Clapton. That was his name, Slowhand.
Oh, really?
So Eric's MTV Unplug set is coming to streaming, and Michelle Polino has an explanation for us.
MTV's Grammy and Emmy Award-winning event, Eric Clapton Unplugged, is back 30 years later. The 90-minute special is available to stream on Paramount Plus after a special screening in theaters. Considered one of the most iconic installments of the MTV Unplugged series, Clapton Unplugged was recorded in 1992 at Bray Studios in Windsor, England. This, though, is an all-new extended remixed and remastered edition. The special features exclusive content of Clapton discussing the inspiration behind specific songs and features reimagined hits from his catalog and first-time acoustic arrangements of hits Layla and Tears in Heaven. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, and speaking of celebrities, a video spreading around of celebs flipping off Kanye West is actually a deepfake. A minute-long black-and-white video featured fake shots of celebrities wearing T-shirts with a middle finger, Star of David, and Kanye's name. A self-proclaimed generative AI expert, Ori Bejarano, posted the video on YouTube, and it came after Kanye sold T-shirts with a swastika on his website before Shopify shut it down.
Well, people just have too much time on their hands. That's where that just kind of falls.
Yeah, I think it was just supposed to be a political message, but the thing is, you shouldn't use convincing AI of real people to do that. Not without their consent.
And you shouldn't use the middle finger on top of it all.
Yeah, that's so unkind.
Pensacon returned to Bay Center this weekend. 40,000 of your closest friends there gathering. City's already prepping for the next intergalactic adventure, but they're ready for this weekend. 40,000 people. Welcome to Pensacola.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.